It's Tuesday of the third week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Our Roman station today is Santa Pudenziana, one of the most ancient churches in Rome. Tradition associates it with the house of the Roman senator Pudens, mentioned in 2 Timothy, where Christians are said to have gathered in the apostolic age. The present church stands on that early Titulus, rebuilt in the late 4th century. Its most famous feature is the great apse mosaic from about 390 to 410, among the earliest surviving Christian mosaics in Rome. Christ is depicted enthroned as a teacher among the apostles, with the heavenly Jerusalem behind him. This church preserves a rare glimpse of early Roman Christian art and worship. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Trodek. Our Lord wants us to understand today that Catholics do not form an aggregation of isolated persons, but they are members of a community. To help us avoid the snare of individualism, where every man seeks his own good without considering that of others, he promised particular graces to the community gathered in his name. This community is found in every Christian association, the family, truly Catholic schools, convents, but above all, it is the Catholic Church, our mother, the community of saints. Where do we see her? Principally in the parish community, or what stands in its stead. It is there that the Catholic receives, through the priest, the life of grace by baptism, the Eucharist, penance. Let us thank our Lord for giving us priests to communicate to us the life of grace, teach us the truth, and lead us on the path to heaven. Let us thank him for all of the religious men and women, and all the consecrated souls who lavish a wealth of dedication of every kind. Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us priests. They are thy ministers, charged with continuing thy work, with spreading thy good gifts, and with communicating thy presence among us. Raise up in the souls of thy children the desire to be attentive to thy calls. We know it well, thou invitest certain among them to follow thee in consecrating themselves totally to thy service. Help them to hear thee and to listen to thee, if such is thy will. Give them the audacity and the strength to follow thee.